My guest today is the businessman and author Ron Goldschlager. Ron has written a book called The Mystery of You with a well-known scholar and philosopher, Adin Steinsaltz. Shalom, Ron, and welcome to SBS.
Thank you.
Ron, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Who is Ron Goldschlager?
Who's Ron Goldschlager? That's me. I'm Ron Goldschlager, just a person.
I know. Tell us about your life.
I was born in Melbourne. My parents were originally from Vienna in Austria. They were immigrants. I married to a lovely lady called Dina. We have four wonderful children who are married today, and at the moment we have 10 grandchildren. Everyone is a beautiful a star. I started off life as a chemical engineer, and then I joined the family business after a few years working in public companies. Today I run the family business, and I've grown it. We're a diverse group of companies. Well, historically, we were always in timber. I'm the seventh generation we know of, and we have a wonderful timber business. We have other trading businesses as well. We also do a lot of investment in-house, and we develop properties mainly for ourselves for investment. We're quite diverse.
Ron, what made you write the book after a lifetime of a successful career as a businessman?
It's a very good question because, you know, it's been a long time. It's 12 years now. Time was 10 years in the writing. I think when I started, I didn't think I was writing a book, and I'm not a writer. I just had certain things which were bugging me, and I had this urge to write, so I started with that.
What urged you to write? What is the turning point?
You know, I'm born Jewish, but my family was not observant. They were traditional. I went to a Jewish school, to Mount Scopus in Melbourne. I was always interested in Jewish things. And my wife and I, we wanted to be consistent with the children. So we started doing more. We were already keeping kosher at that stage. We then started being Shomer Shabbat, etc. We had our own journey in becoming closer with our Judaism. That was one side. And the other side was my scientific background, as I mentioned. And so what I was finding, because I'm a very questioning person, was apparent contradictions between things in science and things which were apparently contradicting in the religion. And those things, initially, they disturbed me.
How do you reconcile it?
I reconciled it, I think, after a few years of reading and thinking and asking questions. Today, it's the seventh chapter in my book. It's called Science or Religion, and Religion or Science. Because what I found was that in the scientific world, generally, have people rejected religion. And in the religious world, observant religious world, generally, people rejected science. And I wanted both to work, so I think I've managed in my own way to reconcile the apparent contradictions.
Ron, you've called the book The Mystery of You. Why not The Mystery of Us?
That's a very good question, Nitsa, because when it became a book, I thought we were going to call it Me, Myself, So What, which was not about me, the writer, but about me, the reader. But our publishers, Hybrid, thought that was an inappropriate name, and we had a lot of discussions about names, and they felt The Mystery of You, meaning you, the reader.
So tell us, what is the book all about?
The book really is about life and journey through the paradoxes of life, the normal kinds of things which we all deal with. A lot of people don't like to think too much about the details. They just go through very much everyday living. It's quite a material existence, particularly in the Western world. This is one of the things which also disturbed me about what I see as a decline in standards and a decline in society. So today it's in seven chapters. Can I mention the chapters, please?
Yes, please.
First one's about aging, which deals about, we all have some connection with aging people. I look at aging and I test aging, what it's about. And then I move to belief and bureaucracy, which I call it, which is this tension between the individual and the group. It doesn't matter whether you're in a church or a synagogue or whether you're in a football club. There's always a tension between the individual and the group and the impact. Then I move to continuity. I'm dealing, this is relevant to all people. It's relevant to non-Jewish people as well as Jewish people. I'm, of course, coming from a Jewish perspective and what some people call age-old Jewish wisdom. So I'm dealing with continuity from a Jewish context. And then I move to behavior, which is actually the second chapter I wrote. And behavior is very important, how people relate and how they behave. That's the largest chapter. Then there's a strange chapter called Water, Life and Numbers. And I'm very much one for synthesizing nature. I'm sort of spiritual and material, but also very much a lover of nature. This is a play on some numbers. You know, it's in Hebrew and Ivrit, every Hebrew letter's got a value, a numerical value.
Yes,
so
of course.
I play
Aleph
with that.
Aleph is one, Bet is two, Gimel is three.
Nachon, that's my nickname for my wife, Dina. I call her Gimel. But she's number one, not number three. I play with this. It's an interesting thing, and I develop some concepts. The next chapter is what everybody's concerned about, happiness. I tell a story. Well, there's actually quite a few stories throughout the book. And then this, as I mentioned, science or religion. It then culminates, because I have a partner in my book, I'm sure we'll come to, it culminates that after the afterword, which is a discussion in Israel between what do we call a chiloni, let's say, a person who does not believe in religion at all, and between a religious person discussing life and humanity and actually coming to the same conclusions, but from different perspectives. And then I end up with a poem which I call The Confrontation of the Yetzer Hara. It's the age-old philosophical question of good and evil. I think in my own way through the book I've reconciled this whole issue of freedom of choice of people, good and bad, what is it, and how can the goodness overcome the badness, if you like.
Ron, what I found interesting in the book, that this is a view of not a scholar that studied philosophy, but a layman's view of philosophy. It seems to me that the book that you've written is philosophy from a point of view of for somebody that lived life.
We've always had a view in my family of having concern about society. You know, Jewish people are charitable, and my family's always been very involved in supporting a whole range of charities. And so therefore, we're concerned about people. And in our businesses, we're dealing with people, our own people, our trading partners. Anyone who's running a successful business is probably more of a socialist in many ways. You have to look after your people, and you have to be concerned about their worries. So I'd say as a businessman, being concerned about society and being concerned about the future, these are issues I think about a lot and I deal with. That would have been this force I had in me which got me to write.
How did you form this partnership with the scholar Adin Steinsaltz?
With chutzpah, cheek. I was lucky to meet him many years ago. It was at the time I was grappling with the science and religion. So I saw him somewhere, went up and talked to him, said, can I ask you a question, please? He said, sure. So I started asking him a question which was bugging me about this religion and science, and we got talking. That's how we hit it off. That became the beginning of our friendship.
Can you tell us about his section of the book?
When the book was then being edited, our first time was edited in Israel, and Rabbi Steinsaltz is a big writer of books, as you probably know. He's written over 60 books and hundreds of articles. In fact, he's just finished the Talmud. So we got one of the people who are used to doing that work there to do the editing. And the way we did it is that there were a lot of articles which he'd written over time which were relevant to the topics that I was dealing with, plus some other things which he wrote for the book. In consultation with him, and he was very much involved with it, this was compiled together that the book flows as integrity, if you like, in terms of subject matter.
Can you please tell us about the artwork in the book?
We're lucky. We have the most beautiful art. Very well-known Australian artist who also lives here in Melbourne. His name is Victor Meisner. Victor got involved with the book when it was finished because I felt we should have some art in. I think art speaks a lot. It's very beautiful. And for a lot of people, as I say, pictures like 1,000 words, the art can talk more than the words. And Victor does a lot of very spiritual kind of painting. It's a very unusual, this combination. We've got an artist of acclaim who's painted paintings specifically under the themes of the book in terms of what stirred him. Of course, Rabbi Steinsaltz in Israel, and me, the businessman, the everyday person here in Australia. People should know that the authors, we're giving all of the proceeds of the book to charity, good Australian charities, including the Murdoch Institute for Cancer Research and Big Brother, Big Sister, which is a Rotary International Movement for Youth Mentoring. There's five charities.
Ron Goldschlager, the author of The Mystery of You, thank you very much and good luck.